This claim of the Rav, Bo Pligi, according to Rav, we understand the Machlokes, the Mishnah, between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The Machlokes says, do you say Balachayim on Nidochim or not? Again, Rav's Chiddush was that the Mishnah says, when you have Lamoshel first on Yom Kippur, you have the two Sirim. And you chose already, one is the Chatis and one is Lazozel. And then let's say the Lazozel died. So the Mishnah says you have to bring another pair and make a new Gerul and make a new Chatis and a new Lazozel. So that Lazozel we use. Now the question is, we have two Chatois, which one do we use? So Rav says we use the first one. That's what the Tanakam holds. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you can't use the first one. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Balachayim Manidochim. That means once it wasn't usable, you can't use it anymore. Now, as soon as the Lazozel died, at that time, the Chatas Lashem, the soy that the Chatas you can't use. You can't have one without the other one. So at that time, it's not usable. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shrita to say, it's possible Yehlem. So Mar says, according to Rav, we understand what the Machlokes is. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said no, that even according to the Tanakhama, we use the second Chatas. In other words, again, the first pair of the Lazozel dies. So you have to get a new pair and get a new Lazozel that you use, but now you have a second Chatas. So you have two Chatois. So Rabbi Yechanan said, even according to the Tanakhama, which one do you use? You use the second one. The first one we don't use, even according to Tanakhama. So it comes out the first one Tanakam also holds that the first Chatas you can't use anymore because it's Nidochim. Since at the time when the Lazozel died, it's not usable, you can't use it anymore. So that was the first Machlokes then, that the Tanakam holds Nidochim, the first one you can't use. You only use the second one. And Rabbi Yehuda answered back and says, you know what, I'm also asking you can't use the first one, because Rabbi Yehuda already said he holds the Balachayim on Nidochim, but Rabbi Yehuda had a bigger Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to kill it though. The Tanakhama says it's Nidochim, but since it's a Korban Tzibur, the Klal is ain't Korban Tzibur, Mesa. You don't have to kill a Korban Tzibur. If you don't know, even though it's a Korban Tzibur, but since it's a Chatis like Shekipu Baleha, we're using another one to have the Kapurah, we can't use the first one, is Nidochim, so therefore the first one you have to kill. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Marley asked the question, according to Rabbi Yechanan, though, but my pligi, what's the Machlokes? In other words, the Mishnah says two cases according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah first says the Machlokes is like we just said, where let's say one dies, so you make another two pair. Now it's a question, which pair do you use? So Rabbi Yechanan says you use the second one. The first one we don't use. So that was the first part of the end of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says another Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda, that in the case, let's say, with Nishpach Adam, we'll soon see what the case is, or else Mesa, he also says Balacham Nidochim. The Kashu is, according to Rabbi Yechanan, why do we need two halachas from Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah? Like, they're both saying over the same halachas. They're both saying over that Balachayim Anidochim, you can't use the first Korban anymore, and you have to kill the first Korban. So once Rabbi Yehuda said it already one time, why does he have to say it a second time for? So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's a Kashu. So the Gemara Taka says, for Amrinim, we already said one time, that Deko Mastitza Kabosi the Rav. The Mishnah comes out good according to Rav, and Enochanami. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not so good, our Mishnah. I would soon see this kasha later on more better. Soon see. But then the Gemara says like this. Tinan. The end of the Mishnah says then, not the end, but the Mishnah says, the Tanakam holds, Shein Chatas Siba Mesa. In this case, where the first pair you had, two goats, one was, you already chose the girl, one came out to be the Chatas, and one came out to be Lazozel. So then let's say that Lazozel died. So you only left with a Chatas Lashem. It by itself you can't use. You have to have two. The Mishnah says, bring another two serum, another two goats, make a new girl, and choose. So the one that comes out Lazozel, that's the one we're going to use now. Now we have a Lazozel. But you have two Chatois. You have this first Chatas and a second Chatas. So the Mishnah says, one of them you use. That was Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Do you use the first one, Rav says? And Rabbi Yechanan said, no, use the second one. But the Tanakhama says, what do we do with the other one, the second Chatas, that we're not using? You don't kill it. You just have to yiror, let it pasture in the fields until it gets a cut to become a Baal Mum, and then the Kedushas Haguf goes off it. Then you're allowed to sell it. That's what the Tanakhama says. And why don't you kill this Chatas? So the Mishnah says, the Svar is, Shein Chatas Siba Mesa. Since this Chatas is the Chatas HaTzibur, belongs to the Korban Tzibur, it's a Sirizim, that using on Yom Kippur, it's a Korban HaTzibur, therefore the din is you don't let it die. That's what the Mishnah says. Shein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. And on this Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, Reb Yehuda holds you have to kill it, because even though it's a chatas atzibur, he still holds the din of a chatas a kippur baleham is lemisozla. Tomorrow makes a dicta according to the Tanakama. You don't kill it. Why? Because it's a chatas atzibur. For the Gemara it's a dicta called the yochid ki agav nemesim. Mashmanov, the korban would be a korban yochid, it would be a private owner. Then, when you have two chatois, so one you use, and the other one is called like a chatish, a kippur, baleom, that the din should be lemisa. You should have to kill it. That's what Mashmanov for now Mishnah. So Gemara says like this, why? Bishleim al Rabbi Yechonon, according to Rabbi Yechonon, I would understand why you have to kill it. Kill Rabbi Abba. Hatei Rabbi Yechonon holds like Rabbi Abba. Omer Rav, the Omer of Abba, Omer Rav. Rabbi Abba said over the name of Rav like this. Hakol Moedim, everybody is Moedim, even though it's Machlekes in the Gemara and Tumurim between Rebbe and the Rabbonim, but everybody is Moedim. Shim Neschafer B'Shein Avuda. In the case where you had your Kaporu, you used the second one, the one that was never lost, is Alocha Avuda Meitza. The first one that was once lost, you have to kill. In other words, let's say a person ate Chalev. So he has a Chiyah to bring a Korban Chatis, and he set aside one Korban, one animal, for the Korban Chatis. And then that animal got lost. It was never. So what he did was, he made a second carbon chatas. He set aside a second one. And then later we found the first one. So it's a machlekes, Rebbe and the Rabbonim, what do you do? That Rebbe says, Mischavach le'alishniya Thomas, Rebbe said the second one has to die, because it's a chatish, a kippur, baler with one, the second one dies. And the Chum over there says no. Ein chata shekipu b'leh meisa, ele shenintus yacha shekipu b'leh. The Rabbanan say no, when do you kill it? Only if you first found it, after you already brought the second korban. But here that you found the first one, before you brought the second one, it's like now you have a choice, whichever one of these two you could use. So Rabbanan say you don't kill either one of them. One you bring, and the second one you don't kill. Now Rababa Omer Rav is saying a chiddush, that hakol mag, everybody is maskim zone. That if the one you used is the second one, the one for the kapara you're using is the second korban chatas you set aside, and the one that's left over is the first one that was lost, everybody holds it lemisa. You have to kill it. Then it's good. According to Rabbi Yechonon here, when you make the second girl and have a second chatas l'Hashem, which one do you use according to Rabbi Yechonon? You use the second one. So it comes out the second one is the one we're using. The first one, like the one that was lost, like the one we can't use, that tackle we don't use. So it's good why the Tanakh, why Rabbi Yehuda says, what the Tanakham even says, we don't kill it because it's a korban sibur. Mashma, if it would have been a korban yochid, we would kill it. You know why we would kill it? Like Rabbi Abba Omer Rav says, that since you're machapa with the second one, and the first one that was lost, you're not using, that one has to go lemis ozla. Say also, according to Rabbi Yechonon, that we're using the second chatis, so the first one that was like lost because it wasn't usable when the Lazozo died, that's why it's good why it would have been Lemis Ozlom if it would have been a Korban Yochid. Elo l'Rav. But according to Rav, Rav says when you have the second Chatas L'Hashem, you have to make the second Gerul. Which one of the two Chatoyis do you use? You use the first one. You don't use the second one. Rav goes, we have the full like Rabbi Yosef Shiton, that mitzvah Barishon. So according to Rav, Hevelei Kemafrish Te Chatoyis L'Achrayis. According to Rav, you're using only the first korban. The second one you're not using. Now, when you were mafresh the second one, like you knew already that it could be usable, the second one. There's no reason why you can't use it. So it should have a locha, like you said at the beginning, two different korbanos for the same chatas. That's called shtei chatois lachrayis. Lachrayis means you want to have an insurance that let's say one gets dead, something happens to it, you'll have a second one around. But the pshat is both of them could be used really. So therefore, the loch is it doesn't go to mitzvah, you don't kill them. So somebody set aside two different carbon chatois. Lachrai is for insurance, to make sure that lo yitzui won't get lost, the one dies, I'll have the second one around. But it's up to me, I could choose which one of the two I want to use. So the loch is in such a case, one of the two you could use for your carbon chatois. For yashnia, what do you do with the second one you don't need anymore? Is tiro? All you have to do is just let it pasture in the fields. You don't have to kill it. Just tiro. So that's the kasha now. According to Rav, that Rav says we bring the first korban and the second one is the one we don't use. So why do we have to kill it? The din should have just been tiro. Just let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a ba'amum, and then the kedusha of the animal will go off with it. Won't have a kedusha zaguf anymore. Then you're allowed to be poyder it and you'll sell it. And with the money you're bringing a davar. But why did the Tanakhama say that if it would have been a korban yochid, we would have killed it? No, you don't have to kill it. It's only tiror. The Gemara says, Kivan the Yomarova. Kivan the Yomarova. That Rav Savalok Rav Yosi, since we learned before that the reason why Rav says he used the first chatis, because he holds like Rav Yosi Shita. The Yoma Rav Yosi Shita was mitzvah barishoin, the mitzvah to use the first one. Now, the first one that's usable is a mitzvah to continue using that one. Like here, first you made one girl in the morning, you had a chatas lashem. True, the lazozel died. So you have to bring us another pair, a new lazozel. That one you have to use. But now you have two chatois. Which chatas should you use? So Rabbi Yosef, that's Rab Shittim, use the first one. Mitzvah barishoin. The first one that was usable, continue, keep on using that one. So that's Rav Svarim, that he knows right away when you make the second girl, you're not going to use the second chattis, you're going to use the first one. Say, if so, mi kora, at the beginning, kemafresh libadomi, it's considered when you made that second girl, to choose the second pair. So that second lazozel, that's the one you're going to use. But the second one that's going to be for a chattis, you know you're not going to use it. Because the loch is, you have to use the first one that was a chattis lashem. So the second girl, the second chattis, you're not going to use that one. So it's at the beginning, right away, you mafresh it, you set it aside, leave it like not to be used. So that's why the din is you have to kill it. Therefore, come out good even according to Rav, why the Tanakhama says, if it would have been a carbon yochid, you would have to killed it. It's just now that it's a carbon seed, but that's why we don't kill it. Mar says tonight, we're going to now Mishnah, we have Yehuda Roy Met Thomas. We have Yehuda Shita is no. Even in the case of the carbon seber, still the one you don't use, the chattis we don't use, is Thomas. So what else is like this? Bishleim of the Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's very good, the Yomar. Shein Yishe Bezug Rishon, Yiroem. Rabbi Yechon says that in the second pair, the second one, that, no, because Rabbi Yechon says, if the Tanakam holds, the first pair, that first chattis we don't use, that's the one that's Yiroem. So, because Rabbi Yechon and Shita is, you only use the second one, the second chattis lashem. So that's very good. The Rabbi Yehuda Yomus, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to kill the first one. And the male of Meschape Bisheni, which chattis lashem do we use? We use from the second girl, the second one, that's the one we use. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the first chattis lashem, even though it's a carbon seber, still is lemisozlam. It's a lot like a chattis shekipu biacher, that is lemisozlam. And the Tanakam holds no, since it's a carbon seber, ain't carbon seber mesa. You have your kapora with the second chattis from the second pair, the second girl. Elo le Rav, the kasha is according to Rav Shita. Ti Omar, sheni she bezug sheni roa. Rav says according to the Tanakhama, which chattis lashem do you use? The first one, mitzvah berishon. Now when we make the second girl have a new pair, so the second lazozel, that's the one we have to use. But the second chattis, Rav says you don't use. That's only roa. You have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a bamum, and then you'll sell it. That's what the Tanakhama holds. So now we have Yehuda Yomus. The Havamin Rizah of Yehuda talks back to the Tanakhama and says, that you said the second one should only pasture, I hold no. It's a chattis shekipu biyacher, and even by a carbon seva, still the din is Yomus. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You have to kill the second one. So Kasher is then, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, b'may mechaper, which one of the two chattis can you use? How are you allowed to use each one of them? Because Rabbi Yehuda says at the end of the Mishnah, he says clearly he holds from the Svara, Palachayim Nidochim. That means the first carbon chattis, that one for sure you can't use. Because at the beginning you had two pairs, true, a chattis and a lazozel. Now as soon as the lazozel died, this chattis right now is not usable. Because by itself it can't be used, you can only use two together. So up until we got a second mate for it, this was Nidach, like you can't use it right now. And that's the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. A carbon, once it becomes not usable, remains that way. Balachayim on Nidochim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first chattis lashem you can't use. Because as soon as lazozel died, this became not usable. You can't use it, so finish with it. Now, you make a new girl, you have a new lazozel, a new chattis lashem. Now, according to Rav, the Tanakam says, the second one you don't use. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda answered back to say, not only don't you use it, you have to kill it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you kill the second one, and the first one you can't use, so you have nothing to use then. That's the worst kasha. You can't use anything according to Rabbi Yehuda. What do you use according to Rabbi Yehuda? So my answer is poshid. Mi savrit, Rabbi Yehuda, asheni shebezug sheni koi, is Rabbi Yehuda going back to what the Tanakhama said, and talking about the second carbon chattis? No. Rabbi Yehuda, asheni shebezug rishon koi. Reb Yehuda is going back to the first Chatas Lashem. In other words, according to Reb Yehuda's Shita, that he holds Balachayim on Nidochim. So the first Korban Chatas you can't use. So when you make the new pair, the new Goro, Pshita, you're going to use the second one. That's the one you're going to use. Now, what do you do with the first one? That's what Reb Yehuda says, Mesa, it has to die. For Asiyot, even though it was a Korban Tziburim, so what, since it was a Chatas, and a Chatas Shekipru, Biyacher, the din is Yomus. So that's the way it will come a good according to Reb Yehuda. Well, there's no kash according to Rav. Now the Gemara says, "V'ika deko moisef hachi." Some ask a question like this, according to Rav Yechanan, that the Mishnah says, "V'yaydom Rav Yehuda." Rav Yehuda says a second chiddush. Like in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda says two chiddushim. First, he says in this first case, when you have the first pair and one died, so you have to bring a new pair. Rav Yehuda says the first one left of one is yomus. You have to kill it. And even though it was a korban tzibur, still the chatash kippur biyachar is lemisazlo. Then in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'yoydom Rabbi Yehuda. He says another Chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nishpach Adam. Let's say true, you made your first girl, you have your two serum, two goats. One is a Chatas Lashem, and one is Lazozel. And the Chatas Lashem, the mitzvah is you make the Shechita, and you have the dam, and then the dam, later on, you have to take into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the Heichol, into the Mizbeach HaPanim. Now let's say Nishpach Adam. Let's say all the blood spills out of the Kli. Before you make this Rikus, all the dam spills out. So the Mishnah says to Yehuda that Yom is HaMashtaleach. The second one, the Mashtaleach, also you have to kill now. Because he holds Balachayim Anidochim. So as soon as all the blood spills out, it's not right to be used anymore, this Chatis. You have to get a new Chatis. So right now its mate, the Mashtaleach, is without a Chatis. So it's at a time right now it's not usable. So since it's not usable right now, that's a Yehuda Shita that Balachayim Anidochim. And who was in just the opposite way? What about Meis HaMashtaleach? Let's say the korban, the soy that's supposed to be sent away, that's the one that dies. And the chatas is left over. But I call upon him, since right now this chatas does not have a mate to it, the chatas right now is not usable. So if Rabbi Yehuda Shit there is, when it's not usable for one time, you can't use it anymore. Merely hold Yishpach Adam. You have to spill out the blood, you can't use it anymore, and you have to get another chatas. So Mura says, Dishleim l'Rav, according to Rav, it's very good. Reisha pligi b'chatas tibur. The Reisha, I tell you, the Tanakam and the Reisha Taka doesn't hold some Balachayim Nidochim. The Tanakam holds for catch, you're allowed to use the first one. Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush is, no, you have to kill it. Rabbi Yehuda's first Chiddush was, Bechatis Tibur, that even though the Chatis is a Korban Tibur, still it's Lemisozla. That was the first Machlekis. V'Seifa, what do we need the second Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda for? V'Seifa, the second Chiddush is telling us, Pligi, B'Balachayim, teaching us this new Chiddush, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that once the first animal becomes not usable, like you have that first mate, and one of the two die, and one of the two becomes not usable, the other one at that time is not usable, so it remains not usable erlam. That's called Balachayim Anidochim. You're not allowed to use it. So it's good why we need two chidushim of Rabbi Yehuda. Elu l'Rabbi Yechanan, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, my v'yoyt. Rabbi Yechanan says that even the Tanakhama, the first machlokes, everybody holds Balachayim Anidochim. According to Rabbi Yechanan, when you make the second mate, when you make the second girl, Rabbi Yechanan says you have to use the second girl. So the first chatas l'Hashem that's left over, you can't use, Rabbi Yechanan said, even according to Tanakhama. Because Rabbi Yechanan learned that everybody holds Balachayim Anidochim. In other words, as soon as Lazozel died, so this chatas l'Hashem that's left over is not usable right now. Right now the chatas doesn't have a mate, it doesn't have Lazozel. So this one is not usable. Once it's not usable for a time, that's Rabbi Yechanan learns everybody holds. That Balachayim Anidochim, if it's not usable one time, you can't use it anymore. So even the Tanakhama holds like this. So what was the Machlokes? The second Shaila is, what do you do with the one that's not usable? Do you just let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Balmum and you sell it? That's what the Tanakhama said. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to kill it. Even though it's a Chatas Tzibur, still you have to kill it. That was the first Machlokes. So the question is, my V'yoyd, why do I have to have a second Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda that in the case, let's say, just the blood spills out? So the Chatas now is not usable. So he says, this Mishtaleach also you can't use anymore. Since it's Nidochim, right now the Mishtaleach doesn't have a mate to it. The Chatas is possible, so this is not usable by itself right now. Merely you have to get rid of it. Like, what's the Chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda, everybody holds that Chiddush. That's not a Chiddush. According to Rabbi Yechanan, everybody holds Balachayim Anidochim. That once it's not usable for one time, you can't use it anymore. So why does the Mishnah say it in two different steps? Like if you're just saying two chedushim, first he's saying it's lemisozla, and then he's saying balachayim anidochim. So that's good according to Rav, that the Tanakama does know some Balachayim Nidochim. So if you have to tell us outright, he holds Balachayim Nidochim. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, everybody holds Balachayim Nidochim. Even the Tanakama holds, you can't use the first Chattis. You have to only use the second one. So what's the V'yayid? Why does the Yehuda have to say over a second time, his Chiddush of Balachayim Nidochim, everybody holds like that? So what's the Nechlami Kasha? Now the Marbis before said, that this is the right, the Mishnah goes like Rav, and Nechlam is a little Kasha on Rabbi Yechonon. Yeah, but then talking to the second chiddush of Yehuda in the Mishnah, the Yoydom of Yehuda, Yehuda says another chiddush that Nishpach Adam Yom is Samashtaleich. In the case at the beginning, you had your girl, you had two goats. One was a Chatas Lashem, and one was the Mishtaleich Lazozel. And what happened was Nishpach Adam, the blood. After you made the shechita, the blood spilled out. So now you can't use that Chatas anymore. You have to get a new Chatas. So the din is Yom is Samashtaleich. You have to let the Mishtalech die now, because it's called Nidochim. Since right now the Mishtalech you can't use, it doesn't have a mate to it. Anytime the mate is not there, you can't use it. So Mela, once it's not usable, it's called Balachem Nidochim. And the mate says, Lemis Ozla Koran Tribuda. What? Yes, so what? Yeah, good, good. That's later on. But right now you can't even let it stay for that. And when you throw it off the cliff later, that's called Yemekayim the Mitzvah. That means you're using it for its Mitzvah. Here, Thomas means that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah with it. You have to get another one, right? You have to kill it before you do anything. And you have to get another Mishtalech and use the second one. Because the first one is called Nidochim. Because at the time when the Mishtalech is alive, the dam right now is spilled out. So this Chattis is like not here. If you don't have the Chattis, the Mishtalech by itself, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. You can't do the Mitzvah with the Mishtalech. We'll soon see what you're asking. This is like this. Bishlem, I understand, Nishpach Adam. If the blood of the Korban Chattis was all spilled out, so Melly, did you do the mitzvah with the chattas yet? No. Because the mitzvah is to make the zrikas on the in the panim, in the heichel, in the mizbech panim. You didn't make the zrikas yet. So Melly, you didn't do the mitzvah of the chattas yet. Melly, yomas ha-mishtaleich. You have to kill the mishtaleich. The yakati lo yisabed mitzvosim. Because you didn't do the mitzvah of the chattas yet. And the blood got spilled out. So you don't have the chattas here anymore. So Melly, you weren't mekayim its mitzvah. You have to get a new chattas. So Mel, this Lazozel also you have to kill because it's without a mate. It's called Nidochim. Ella, but the other way it's schwer. Ella Mesa Mishtaleach. What happened? You had first the girl you chose to. Achatas Lashem, and you had the Mishtaleach. And you already made the Shechita, you have the dam of the Korban Chatas. And now the Mishtaleach dies. So the Mishnah says, what according to Yehuda is Yishpach Adam, that since the Mishtaleach dies, so the Chatas now doesn't have a mate to it, you can't use the Chatas. You have to like throw out the dam. You can't use the korban chatis. Is the kasha mai? Why not? Amai yishofech adam. Why is the din that you have to spill out the blood? You can't use the korban chatis now. For isavet le mitzvosei. Luchura, you already mekayim the mitzvah of the mishtaleich to soil lazozel. Like Rashi speaks out, the avamina is the ikka mitzvah of the lazozel is to make the girl. You have to take out a girl. And you have to have your two goats in front of you, and this one comes out to be a Chatas Lashem, and this one comes out to be Lazozel. But as soon as you chose to know this is Lazozel, that's the Ikka Mitzvah. That's called the Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lazozel. After there's mitzvahs later to make a vidui, you have to have kapora from Lazozel. After the mitzvah later, take the Azozel and throw it over the cliff. That's only the mitzvah. But if you don't do it, you still have your kapora. The Ikka of the Lazozel is only that you should be able to make the girl and choose. Like this is a Chatas Lashem, and this is Lazozel. Once you chose to know this is Lazozel, the Havamina is, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Likubam of Lazozel. So why do I care if it dies now? Why should I have to bring another one? You already had a Lazozel. That should be enough. You shouldn't have to have more than that. Right? And it was Mekayim its Mitzvah already. Like Rashi says, Elamesa Mishtaleach. Like, what's wrong? What do I have to have a second one for? Shatam Aztikal, Elohavi Shinayim, Ulahagriel, Belishbach Dam Rishon, Hoyasavim Mitzvosain, Tesayah Mishtaleach, Kol Dover Ha Makiv Boy, Enuela Hagrola. The Avamina is, what do you have to have for the Lazozel? What has to be? Only the girl. That's all. Likvoya Girl Shoshain, Al Shaloi. In order to choose which one is going to be the Chatas Lashem, and which one will be the Lazozel. That's the main purpose of it. So Hashemino Rabbi Yehuda the Yomar loy hisvade kosher. Yehuda shitvah, even if you don't make vidui on the Lazozel, still it's kosher. The kol shechen di shiluach the loy makel b'divri hakol. For sure, even if you don't send it away and don't kill it, avad is still you mekayim the mitzvah. When does the Torah say the word chukah that it has to be done? That's only yadvorim shakanim oisir avide lovin. V'lo yadvorim anasim ade yeshiti. These things are done by somebody else, not even by the Kohen Gadol. So for sure it's not likuva. So the havamina is, what do I need the lazazel for? Just that it should be around in order to choose which one is a chatis and which one is lazazel. But once I already choose, you did the mitzvah. So now that you choose and you have lazazel, what do I care if it dies? What do I have to have another one for? L'chur, you did the mitzvah already of the lazazel. So Gemara says no. Amri deveri abyanai, omakro, the pasuk says, Yamod chai lefnei Hashem lechaper. That the lazazel has to still be alive. It's not enough just to choose it after the girl. It has to be alive for a while. For the Gemara, Admosa yezok glias chai, until how long does the lazazel have to be alive? Until after you made the matonis dom, until after you put the bloods on the mizbeach or on the hechel or on the lefnei lefnim. So that's why it's good. The mishtaleach has to be alive until after you make the zrika of the dam of the chatas lashem. Now here we're talking about after the shchita of the chatas lashem, you received the blood, but before you made the zrikas, the mishtaleach died. If the mishtaleach died, the sorry lazozel died before you made the zrikas, you don't have the mitzvah of the lazozel. Because the mitzvah of the lazozel is it has to be alive, yamud chai, until after the zrikam that you did with its mate, with the chatas lashem. That's Chan the Mishnah then. So if the lazozel died before you made the zrika of the chatas lashem, that's the talachim that you weren't making the mitzvah of the mishtaleich. You have to get a new lazozel. And according to Yehudi Shita, since the first chatas is nidach, you're not allowed to use it anymore, you have to have a new chatas also. Right, Tanan Hosen. We learned the Gemara in Shkolim. Tanan Hosen. Bnei Yair Sheshochu Eshekleim. If the Bnei Yair said, let's say people living in Tveria, they have to make the machzah shekel, came ready with Shchodesh Adar. Everybody collected the machzah shekel, and they sent it to Yerushalayim. They sent it with the shliach to bring the machzah shekel to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. V'nignevu v'yishovdu. And on the way to Yerushalayim, the shliach got held up, and it was stolen, or else the shliach lost it. So it depends like this. Im nitrumu truma, if in the Beis HaMikdash, they already made the truma salishcha, they already went into the lishcha, and filled up those three big baskets full of truma. Then the halachas we had before, they had them more in shkolim, is that tormim al misha govui, or al osid ligvois. Anybody, at the time when the bezdin takes out the truma, they have in mind, this money should be for anybody that's sending his machta shekel, any machta shekel that's on its way, it's considered like we got it already, and he's already ate to the mitzvah. So mele, if it was stolen first, after they made the truma salishcha, so they already ate to the mitzvah machta shekel. So the people in the city are potter. They don't have to send another machta shekel. So who's losing out now the fact it was stolen or the fact that it was lost? The gizba's losing out. So the gizba's not going to get his machta shekel. So the locher is then nishboyim ligizborim. That the shliach has to swear now to the gizba. He has to swear to the gizba, you should know, I was an oinus. It wasn't my fault why it got lost. The yimlav nishboyim of neyir. But let's say they didn't make the truma salishcha yet. So comes the sois, the people from the city are not mekayim the mitzvah truma machzah shekel. They have to send over again. So who's losing out? The bnei'ir are losing out. Therefore, the shliach has to swear to bnei'ir. For yimlav, if they didn't take the truma salishcha yet, then nishbon of bnei'ir. The shliach has to swear now to the people in the city that it was not my fault. I did not do it on purpose with the big oinus, and therefore I'm not chayiv. Elamai, you people now in the city have to send your machzah shekel a second time. The Bnei Yir has to send the second time the Machta Shekel. Nimtzu, what happens now if you found the first Machta Shekel? Oyshech Zirim, Haganovim, or else the Ganovim returned the first pair of Machta Shekel. So the Maisa now, you have two pairs of Machta Shekel here, we have right now. Is Alocha Elu V'Yelu Shkolim. We say both pairs of Machta Shekel remain to be Shkolim. They both have a shame Machta Shekel. V'Yein Oylem Lehen L'Shon Abor. You're not allowed to use this pair of machzah shekel for the next year. It doesn't know for the next year. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Oylem lehem l'shana habo. You should know. You set aside this year two pairs of machzah shekel. Like the first one you sent that got lost. Then you sent the second one, and then we found the first machzah shekel that got lost. So if Yehuda holds the second one like use for this year right now, and the new one or the second one that you found, that's the one you can use for next year. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to use this money for next year? Or my Rava says, Ksav Rabbi Yehuda holds, Chayvoy Shoshon Ezu, Kravos Lashon Habor. Anytime you have a chiyuv to be brought this year, and you have the money for it, even if you don't use it for this year, you're allowed to use it for next year. That's the Yehuda Shita. Rashi says, if you have money set aside for chiyuvim for this year, and you didn't use it for this year, you should know you're allowed to use it for next year. So also, you have this second pair of machzor shekel. True, you set it aside for this year, but now that you don't need it anymore for this year,